USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at a naval station in Pensacola, Florida has left three people dead. The suspect was a pilot in Saudi Arabia's Air Force in the U.S. for training since 2017. Authorities say he opened fire in a classroom building when police shot and killed him. The gunman was Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, a member of the Saudi Air Force. He was stationed in Pensacola as it's the Navy's primary base for aviation training. Reporter Naomi Ruckham.
President Trump says the Saudi king called to express condolences.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter.
Like most Americans on the base, the Saudi airman was not supposed to be armed. The base commander says, with few exceptions, only security personnel are supposed to carry weapons. That's now part of the FBI's investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
North Korea says denuclearization has now left the negotiation table, so it doesn't need to have talks with the U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper isn't giving up, though.
In 2 years now, we haven't had nuclear tests and we haven't had ICBM launches. Those are good things. And again, what we've got to continue to do is push and talk to the North Koreans about getting back to the diplomatic table and try and find a way forward.
North Korea's UN ambassador accuses the Trump administration of persistently pursuing a hostile policy. Protesters are gathering in Tucson in opposition of more border barriers that are being built in the southern Arizona desert. They say construction of the border wall in protected areas is bad for the ecology and wildlife habitat. Customs and Border Protection has defended construction of more fencing, saying it protects against drug smuggling and illegal crossings. Tucson Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva was at the protest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Congress is nearing a deal on paid parental leave for federal employees. USA's John Hunt has the story.
It's a significant development for government workers, but one that highlights the disparity with most American workers who still are not given paid leave. The agreement would give 2.1 million non-military federal workers 12 weeks of paid leave to care for a newborn or adopted child or to care for a family member. The bill would become the first time the federal government has guaranteed civilian employees access to paid parental leave. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
1,700 family members of fallen U.S. soldiers are escorted to Walt Disney World for 5 days of fun and fellowship. John Clemens reports.
It's the 14th annual Snowball Express that is a joint effort of American Airlines working with the Gary Sinise Foundation. Brooke Peterson of American Airlines tells us families from 87 cities will be on chartered or commercial flights, some stopping at as many as 3 locations.
13 members are volunteering their time to fly these charter flights. So we've donated the aircraft, our team members have donated their time, and we have 13 aircraft that are making 22 stops across the country to pick up these 1,700 family members of, you know, fallen U.S. military heroes.
Special send-off celebrations will take place at each departure airport. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.